from the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel. With the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. I'm Father Dan Donovan. The televising of this Mass is made possible with a contribution from Jacqueline Georges from Scarborough, Ontario. This Mass is offered in loving memory of her beloved husband, Terence Joseph Edward Leahy, who is celebrating his heavenly birthday today on May the 31st, the Feast of the Visitation. And for her loving nephew, Anne-Andre Mascole, who died on May the 1st, 2010. May they enjoy eternal rest in God's kingdom. Our thanks to Jacqueline for making it possible for tens of thousands of the faithful across Canada and around the world to share in this celebration. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Today, as already mentioned, we're celebrating the Feast of the Visitation. Let us now acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of good will. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ,
and with the Holy Spirit,
in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, who, while the Blessed Virgin Mary was carrying your Son in her womb, inspired her to visit Elizabeth, grant us, we pray, that faithful to the promptings of the Spirit, we may magnify your greatness with the Virgin Mary at all times. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. Beloved, let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not lag in zeal. Be ardent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in suffering. Persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Extend hospitality to strangers. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not claim to be wiser than you are. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I will trust and will not be afraid.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. The Lord's mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has scattered strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. The Lord has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." And Mary remained with Elizabeth about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I've always been touched by the image at the heart of today's gospel. Two women, both pregnant, one older and the other younger, meet, embrace, and rejoice in the new life that each of them is carrying. The meeting is both deeply human and bathed in a divine light. It represents a key moment in God's plan for our salvation. Elizabeth is moved by the Spirit to recognize the unique grace that has been given to Mary. "Blessed are you among women," she says, "and blessed is the fruit of your womb." Elizabeth recognizes and celebrates the extraordinary nature of Mary's faith. "Blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." Mary is given to us here as a model of faith, trust, and obedience. She embodies in a unique way the virtues which Jesus will encourage his disciples to embrace and to live. One can see this in the passage we read a moment ago from Paul's letter to the Romans. In it, the apostle urges Christians in Rome and us to live a life that reflects the life and teaching of Jesus. Let love be genuine, Paul urges us. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Much of what Paul urges Christians to do and to be in a general sense is reflected in the meeting between Elizabeth and Mary. In responding to what Elizabeth has said, Mary invites us to turn away from her and to focus on God and on what he has done and is doing through her. Mary's prayer, known from the first line of its Latin translation as the Magnificat, invites us to join with her in praising and thanking God for all that he is doing for us through her. The first part of the Magnificat focuses on what God has done for Mary. My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, she says, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. With true humility, Mary recognizes the enormous gift that has been given to her, the gift of being the mother of the Messiah, the mother of the Son of God. She makes an extraordinary prediction, a prediction which at that time would have seemed impossible, the prediction that from now on, all generations will call me blessed. She knows that she has been blessed, but not primarily for what she has done, but for what God has done through her. The enormous amount and variety of devotion to Mary over the centuries of so many Christians of different ethnic and religious backgrounds bear witness to her uniqueness. The Mighty One, she says, has done great things for me, and holy is his name. If the first part of the Magnificat celebrates and gives thanks for Mary's vocation and for all that it meant and means, the second part broadens the scope of the prayer so that it embraces the whole story of salvation. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones, she says, and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. The prayer ends with a reference to Abraham and to the promises God made to him and to his descendants. I will make you a great nation, he says to Abraham, and I will bless you and make your name great. I will bless those who bless you, and in you all the families of the earth will be blessed. The promises made to Abraham had implications not just for him and for his family and nation, but for all peoples. The Magnificat reminds us that the promises made by God at that time to Abraham and his descendants would come to embrace Israel as a whole. It was from Israel that the Messiah, the Anointed One, would come. His coming made clear that the promises were for all peoples. It was with this double conviction that God chose Israel to be in a unique way the people, his people, and that from them would come the Messiah, the one Jesus who would live and die and rise from the dead so that all peoples could experience the salvation he proclaimed and won for us. The reading ends as it began with a reference to Mary, who, in spite of the extraordinary gift given to her, stayed 3 months with her cousin, whose child would be John the Baptist. Although I've read Luke's account of the visitation numerous times over the years, I continue to find it touching in the tenderness, love, and mutual respect with which Mary and Elizabeth greeted one another. The most human of realities, the conception and birth of a child, take us to the heart of God. In the life of Mary, as in that of Elizabeth, he's revealed as a God of life and love, a God who invites us to enter into and to be part of his plan for human salvation. Through baptism and the gift of the Spirit, Christ lives in us and we in him. The truer that is for us, the stronger and deeper will our bond be with him. As it grows, it can't help but make us sacraments of his presence to people with whom we come in contact. I've met such people and have gone away from meeting them with a heightened sense of the mystery of God, the mystery of God's presence in us a presence which can become so strong in some cases that they become for us witnesses to the existence of God and to his graciousness toward us. Let us now in faith and trust present before God our needs. For all of us who are sharing in this celebration, that our sense of God's presence to us might be deepened and strengthened, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Many of the Daily Mass community have asked that we pray in a special way this month for young people. May they see in Mary's life the courage, faith, and dedication to service to which they are called. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace throughout the world, and especially in parts of Africa and in Ukraine, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For families, especially those facing economic, health-related, or personal challenges of one kind or another, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our deceased relatives and friends, and for those who have died this past night, that they will be brought to eternal life in God, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Gracious God, we ask you to hear and grant these prayers as well as the more personal ones that each one of us has in his or her own heart. All this we pray through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mingling of this water and wine, become partakers of his divinity, became partaker of our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Gracious God. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be made acceptable to God, the Father Almighty.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church.
May our offering of this saving sacrifice be acceptable to your majesty, O Lord, as you were pleased to accept the charity of the most blessed mother of your only begotten Son, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, and to praise, bless, and glorify your name on the in veneration of the Blessed Ever Virgin Mary. For by the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit, she conceived your only begotten Son, and without losing the glory of virginity, brought forth into the world the eternal light, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Through him the angels praise your majesty, dominions adore, and powers tremble before you. Heaven and the virtues of heaven and the blessed seraphim worship together with exaltation. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in humble praise as we acclaim.
He who comes in
are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Lord, remember your church spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity together with Francis, our Pope, and Francis, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and with all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life. We praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you." Look not upon our sins, but upon the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
May the peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us give one another a sign of peace.
Take away the sins of the world.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, as though you were already there. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen.
Let us pray. May your church proclaim your greatness, O God, for you have done great things for your faithful. And St. John the Baptist leapt in for joy when he first sensed the hidden presence of Christ. So may your church rejoice to receive in this sacrament the same ever-living Lord, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donor for the gift of this Mass.